This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The rain we've seen over the past week has slowed down some field activities, according to this week's state crop report. But statewide, the average temperature was around 74 degrees, and that was just 4 degrees above normal. Precip averaged 2 inches, and that was 1.3 inches above normal. There were 4 days suitable for field work during the week ending on September 11th. Topsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 2% short, 82% adequate, and 15% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 4% short, 82% adequate, and 13% surplus. Corn dented was 91% compared to 93% last year, and corn mature increased to 42% compared to 45% for the 5-year average. Corn harvest was just 3% complete compared to 7% for the 5-year average, and corn condition rated 1% very poor, 2% poor, 12% fair, 59% good, and 26% excellent. Moving on to soybeans, soybeans coloring jumped to 50% compared to 49% for the 5-year average. Soybeans dropping leaves were at 14% compared to 26% last year. And soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 15% fair, 58% good, and 21% excellent. And for this week's local update, we'll be hearing from Tom Moore of Jerseyville. When I talked to Tom yesterday afternoon, he was getting ready to combine his first field of the season.
Yeah, we're back for getting the grain cart, finishing touches, hooked up to it, get the camera hooked up and different things, back up for, and got the combine here, and so we hope here in the next, on Monday afternoon, we can get started and kind of see where we're at. We had an inch and 6/10 there all Thursday and Friday night, so we don't think it'll be too soft this afternoon.
How do you think the corn looks as far as stock quality, and do you think any disease affected it this year?
It's greatly affected it here in the last 2 or 3 weeks as far as stock quality. I'm seeing a big difference where I went ahead and applied fungicide and kind of wish now maybe I'd done some more, but at the time there wasn't much disease pressure out there. The week before, in fact, I've had one neighbor shelled 100 acres, about half of it blew over there, and just a small band went through there, and we've got a small field over that way that I hope to get to this week that quite a bit of it lodged.
And I know you haven't started yet. Do you have any idea on yield at all, or pretty much just waiting to find out that and moisture once you do get in the field?
You know, from what I'm hearing, I'm thinking we're going to be in that 200 bushel range, you know. And a couple of my friends that have started, I'm not saying they're disappointed, but it's not maybe quite as good as we thought it might be. But it's still good, you know, going to be pretty good yields for the year.
Sure, and I know it's early yet for the beans, but how do the fields look there, and what are your thoughts?
Oh, they're tall, and they look pretty good, but they're sure, you know, all this rain, it's going to be kind of interesting. They're about the tallest beans we maybe had. Of course, they really went down from all the rain, but I'm very optimistic about their potential.
All right, well, sounds like you've got a busy day ahead of you and a busy week. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Oh, you know, we kind of sure used a couple of weeks of sunshine. I mean, we're kind of borderline of almost too soft. We was able to get, took us over a week to get all of our silage stuff because it was just too muddy. You know, we were cutting some ruts, and I'm about one more rain away from putting the tracks on the combine, is what I'm thinking.
And thanks again to Tom Moore of Jersey County for that update. And we hope things stay dry and keep drying out over the next week and into harvest. In other crop news, Syngenta recently completed a tour of Illinois to review research trials. Fungicide product lead Andrew Fisher says disease was present in both corn and soybeans, and he had some insight for farmers on what fungicides to use and when to apply them.
Yeah, we freshly just came off reviewing all of our R&D research trials within Syngenta. Took a trip from really Bloomington, Illinois, all the way down through southern Illinois, Kentucky, and then through Tennessee as well. Tremendous disease pressure, not only in our trials, but also in production fields as well.
What kind of disease were you seeing and what crops, corn, soybeans, and what was out there?
Yeah, predominantly we're looking at corn and soybeans. And in corn, we're seeing not as much northern corn leaf blight this year, but very heavy gray leaf spot. as well as southern rust. It's coming in, it's very heavy, and it's going to impact how this corn stands late in the year, yields and finishes, if you will. In soybeans, frog eye leaf spot, as always, is coming in very heavy once again. And a lot of that is strawberry and resistant frog eye leaf spot when you look at southern Illinois and through the south. So it's real important to use one of our newer products there called Quadrastop SBX. It's actually one of the few fungicides on the market that's still giving growers exceptional control of frog eye leaf spot. In the corn, what we've seen with tremendous disease pressure once again for gray leaf and southern rust, a brand new product we brought out with three modes of action called Trivapro. Not only give growers good defense tools from resistance management, but it's by far the longest residual, longest lasting product on the market. Lasts up to 3 weeks longer than Quiltexcel, Headline Amp, some of the older chemistries we've been using.
Any details about those fungicides that you want to explain as far as timing or stage of growth for either the corn or beans?
Yes, with Trivapro, the best application that a grower could make to help himself defend against diseases is an R1 application. If they're really looking for the largest, highest yields and best quality of crop, they could come in with a V5 application early and then come back with R1 as well. So it's very flexible in how you use that product in corn. In soybeans, R3 still looks to be the sweet spot for soybeans, and Quadrastop SBX is an outstanding opportunity to come in at an R3 timing in soybeans.
And benefits of those, I assume, you know, not only fighting the disease, but that in turn will help farmers with their yield of those crops.
Yes, outstanding yield savings, if you will. When you look at the amount of disease pressure we're seeing in southern Illinois right now, in corn, it'll easily be a 20, 25, 30 bushel difference where they treated with Trivapro versus where they did not treat. And it's not uncommon, even in soybeans, to see 8, 9, 10, and 11 bushel differences where frog eye leaf spot has come in and really impacted the crop as well. A couple other benefits I hear more and more, especially farmers coming through the trade show here talking about, is standability. And again, by using Trivapro in the corn, it really goes a long ways in helping protect the stock quality and allowing that plant to senesce when it's supposed to versus die early, and allows growers to come in and not have to deal with down corn during harvest as well.
Andrew Fisher, Syngenta Fungicide Product Lead. And last but not least this morning, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is accepting orders for their fall fish sale. Varieties of fish that are available include catfish, bass, bluegill, crappie, sunfish, red ear, minnows, and grass carp. Orders are due by today, Tuesday, September 13th, and the pickup will be 1 week from today, Tuesday, September 20th at 11 a.m. at the Soil and Water Office in Hillsboro. Order forms are available online at montswcd.com, that's montswcd.com, or by calling the Soil and Water Office at 217-532-3361, extension 3. So again, Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District taking their fall fish orders through today, and pickup is next Tuesday. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.